Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
And of course, with Irene, it's so nice to be back. Last week, we were sort of incognito a little bit with that storm looming over Florida. We all got the worries, and you could have seen Florida coastline. It was like a ghost town. We were evacuated. But thank God it stayed out to sea and a little bit of wind and a little bit of rain. But it's still doing some damage. It's up in Canada now doing damage. So it's really unbelievable how long and how big this hurricane is.
It's unbelievable, and so much damage has been done.
Yeah, the poor folks, if you haven't seen, which I'm sure you have by now, what's happened to the Bahamian islands that were hit by the storm, it was unbelievable. They weren't built to the level of a what we call a Category 5. But even then, with winds that were gusting up to 230 miles an hour, 250 miles an hour, not much can stand against that. So our hearts and prayers are with everyone that's been hit by the storm, anyone left to be hit by the storm. But it is a disaster that we all huddle down and we try to work together to make sure it goes well. And we're glad to be back, of course. We're glad to have KMET 1490 AM. And of course, everyone that's watching on Facebook or CRN, Periscope, Twitch, Roku, Tiki Live, we're so happy to have you. This is a show about you, how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. We talk different topics with health, ones that you probably think about but are afraid to ask. But if you call, you can always get those answers. I want to talk about food for a minute. Because when the storm comes, you know, you try to think of what food you're going to have. The best is typically canned food that can last a long time, like sardines and things of this nature. But people always think that food that's made quickly is good for you. Like, what do you do with microwaving? I was asked that recently. Can you, you know, is microwave food good for you? But you have to realize that microwave food, the way it does its heating so quickly, is it vibrates the water molecule that's in the food so fast that it creates heat. Just like, you know, if you took water and just boiled it so quickly, you're boiling basically the water that's in the food. Now, we don't ever use a microwave in our house, ever.
Well, we don't, because it's not such a big deal to warm food. And it tastes better when you warm it in the on the stove or like pizza. It tastes disgusting from the microwave anyways, so we do it in our little
Well, we're not supposed to be telling you we eat pizza, sweetheart. That's a no, it's not a good food. What's wrong with you? Anyway, historically, composition of food changes somewhere between 5 and 40% if you put it in a microwave. You lose the mineral content. Even in 1999, a Scandinavian study showed that if they cooked asparagus, that microwaving had a real reduction in vitamins. Garlic, in 60 seconds, you inactivate the allicinase, or which is the alanase, which is the garlic's active ingredient that we have against cancer. So doing these type of things in a microwave just ruins the good part of the food. November 2003, for example, in the Journal of Science of Food and Agriculture, found that broccoli that was microwaved, with a little water, lost up to 97% of its beneficial antioxidants. That's huge. And we'll tell you about a couple more. So if you're thinking about about microwaving anything during our break, don't, because it isn't good for you. So we're going to be back with lots of how to look good, feel good, have great sex. We like when you give us questions. You can do it easily by typing Mike on Facebook or Periscope, Twitch, Roku, or Tiki Live. And those of you watching and listening at KMET 1490 in Los Angeles in the area, go ahead and call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. When we come back, we'll look for your questions, what your concerns are, and we'll be willing to help you with those, because that's what we do for this hour. We're here to help you look good, feel good, and of course, have great sex. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you our free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Dr. Mitch, Irina here, and we're talking to you from all over the world, basically, to CRN One. That's the number one channel of the 8 of CRN, of course. Came at all in Los Angeles and vicinity, 1490 a.m. If you're there, welcome, of course. And, of course, give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. And, of course, there's the availability of you typing to Mike, my producer, who will be glad to give us the question in a moment. During the break, by the way, Mike had said, gosh, I don't like microwave at all. I thought that was good. Smart, Mike. And he told us that basically he reheats his pizza in a skillet, which is a great idea. And or in an oven with is okay, or convection oven, but definitely not in a microwave, which, by the way, he gave up like we have. We almost never, ever use a microwave. But in addition, just be careful, too, because he mentioned something which I thought you should be aware, that if you're going to use olive oil, olive oil is not meant for high cooking. It's not a high cooking heat oil. As a matter of fact, it gives off a cancer-causing substance and smoke. So if you're going to want to make and cook something at high heat, you're better off with high heat oils, like oils like high safflower oil or sunflower oil that's organic. You can use organic coconut oil, which is a mid to high heat oil, macadamia nut, grape seed as an organic, also a good high heat oil, but not olive oil. Olive oil is an amazing oil, but best used for very low heat, maybe a little sauteing or just right on salad and things like that. So you'll have that too. We were talking about before the break about microwaving, that Irina and I don't microwave very much. Because a couple things it does, as an Australian study showed, that it causes protein unfolding. Basically, the proteins, the things that you want to get out of your food, and once it unfolds these proteins, they're not the same. They don't have the same benefit to the human body. And what happens is it starts to destroy all the good things that are in the body. So don't use microwaves unless you absolutely have to. Reheating, using it is not the best thing in the world.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, for example, popcorn, we don't have a popcorn machine because we can't fit anything else on our kitchen counter. So that we would do in a microwave, but what, like three times a year?
You know, yeah, very rarely. And popcorn is a very high source of carbohydrate, mm-hmm. too. And everyone's trying to minimize their carbohydrate exposure. So, you know, we try to put that aside a little bit. So,
well, let's talk about a little bit about our experiment with our intermittent fasting. Did we tell folks we are doing it?
I think we mentioned a couple of weeks back, if I remember correctly, we decided that she and I would do our own intermittent fasting program. And I think it's been very successful. We feel better. We're sleeping better. I think I'm snoring less. Is that right?
You do snore less.
Uh-huh. Okay, good.
And so now, like, we did a little variation because we went off of it over the weekend, last two weekends, I think. So we want to see if that works, because that would work good for our lifestyle. We really don't mind during the week.
No, the week is easy.
Like 3:34, that's it.
Yeah, so let me just tell everyone what we did. We basically get up noting that we have to go to work, that breakfast and lunch are important meals for us. So we start eating at 7:30 in the morning. By 3:30 in the afternoon, we're done for the day. Now, done for the day doesn't mean we still have water, we still have tea or coffee, but no sugar, no sugar products, no junk, nothing in them, just plain liquid. And then that keeps us for the rest of the night. That adds up to a 16-hour fast till 7:30 the next morning. It's really been successful. Now, that is really a good diet. It's easy, and it's very successful with those people that have diabetes, that are suffering from some sugar intolerance or maybe borderline diabetes. It's a very good diet because it will stimulate these caloric restriction sirtuin gene. So it actually helps. So this will help you feel better. At the same time, it will actually help you internally to get better. And for those of you that feel full at night or snore or you just don't sleep well, the bottom line is often, very often, it's related to eating improperly or eating way too close to bedtime. This way, we're done at 3:30. We've had 5 or 6 hours, even more, 7, 8 hours, basically, by the time we get to bed. We haven't had any food in our stomach, so it's easy to fall asleep. And the first thing is that, you know, is people ask, well, don't you feel really hungry? But we're not.
No, not really. And I also like that suddenly if I don't have to make dinner, I don't have to clean up afterwards. We have like nice long evenings to do other things. That's new.
Yeah, we can, and it was kind of different. So give it a try. You can move it around to any way it suits your lifestyle. But I think it's kind of neat. I do.
One thing, you cannot during those 8 hours eat like crazy. You know, it still applies. You need to be sensible. But you can pretty much eat, you know, your normal foods that you enjoy. Just don't go nuts. You know, don't think that at 3 o'clock you have to start eating because you won't have food for 16 hours.
Yeah. I find that after a couple of days, sweetheart, that I will almost forget to eat up to 3:30. That I feel full, I'm satiated, and I feel good about it. So it's a kind of a diet. Now, with that, you might say, what about these sugars? And I wanted to bring that up because some people say, well, what sugar is okay? Do we use the white sugar or maybe do we look at honey? And people think that honey and sugar, white sugar, are pretty much the same. Now, they do. I mean, theoretically, they will become glucose in your system. But the very difference is where they come from. And there is a very, very big difference of how your body uses honey as opposed to the sugar. So honey is a really complete food, you know, made by the bees. When I talk about honey, I'm talking about raw, real honey. That's the key. Unfiltered, raw honey. So if you're going to run out and get honey, you've got to look at raw, unfiltered honey. Any of the others sometimes are nothing more than fake honey, meaning that they're just not sucrose, but fructose derivatives, and they're not worth it. So you want to make sure that you want to get the proper honey. And don't mistakenly think that the sugar in honey is the same or equates to the sugar in sugar that you're taking out of a bowl and putting into a drink or to glucose or to fructose. You know, this is a very, very different array of compounds that you need to know. There's very, very different. So fructose from honey is not the same thing. The primary insulin resistance, fatty liver, obesity that you get from sugar, you will not get from the use of honey if it's used judiciously and properly. But the difference is not based just on nutritional compound. It is based in lots of things. And if you look back, I mean, thousands and thousands of years, we find honey that was still alive and healthy, that was got brought out from tombs in the pyramids. We found that honey is even in manuscripts, or I should say wall etchings from 4,000-year-old Sumerian tablets. So honey, if you want to make a choice, you want to get something sweet, honey may be the right thing. I'll finish this conversation when we come back. We're going to go to a break, but it's time for you to ask the questions. What question are you interested in? What do you need to know? What is it about health that's been bothering you? What is it your doctors told you and you thought, maybe that's not right. Maybe I need a second opinion. Well, you want the best second opinion? Well, you have it right here. Irina and I are here for you right now until the next top of the hour to teach you how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. Try us by going to Facebook Live and go ahead and text us. If you're listening there, CRN1 people, you can go ahead and call us. Periscope, Twitch, Roku, and Tiki Live. Again, you can just type a message. 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Came at 1490 AM. That's how you do it. 855-DR-MITCH. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to your island home away from home at Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Relax and unwind on 11 acres of tropical gardens by the whale-shaped pool or in a beachfront cabana. Enjoy your favorite ocean activities, culture activities, and free nightly entertainment. A perfect setting for weddings, honeymoons, family vacations, or just a weekend getaway. Experience aloha at its best at Hawaii's Most Hawaiian Hotel. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com and let us welcome you and your ohana to ours.
Hi, I'm Dennis Bono. Join me for Breaking Bread with Bono. Each week, I eat and drink with the most interesting friends from the worlds of showbiz, sports, and politics, and other careers as my guests share their stories with me. It's live from the Bootlegger Italian Bistro in Las Vegas. So please tune in to Breaking Bread with Bono, Saturdays 9 a.m. Pacific, Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific, right here on CRN Radio and CRNTalk.com.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Mitch Show. You know, good, feel good, and happy.
Oh, honey, this sounds so nice. Thank you, and welcome back, everyone. Mike at the helm, looking for your text messages. To finish up before I answer Andre's Facebook question about honey, and I was trying to say before the break that if you want a real sweetener that has been tried and true, tested through time, made from the bees, natural, totally raw, unfiltered honey, makes the best sense because it actually is beneficial for reducing glucose tolerance. And I know you think, well, how's that possible? Doesn't it make it worse? And the answer is no. If you had to pick the sweetener, there's nothing better than honey. It reduces inflammation in the body, homocysteine. It's just an amazing thing. And raw, of course, is important because if you heat it, if it's not raw, the compounds are going to be basically destroyed by heating it. That's what it means when it's not. It will take away the digesting enzymes for starches and basically kill the real good reason why honey is so good. Now, honey is rich in prebiotics and probiotics, and people have said that the probiotics in honey are thousands of years old. Basically, the bacteria in honey have been passed down from bees to bees to bees to bees. So you're reestablishing your gut with the perfect, not good, but the perfect beneficial species of lactobacillus and bifidobacterium. The lactobacillus, which inhabits the upper gut, the bifidobacterium, the lower gut, and there are 50, more than 50 novel species in the genres that I just talked about. And they're saying some people even it's 80 million years old. So when you talk about, I'm going to take a probiotic, I'm going to take a prebiotic, I got this, I got that. You know what? Raw honey may be all that you need. It's nice to go get the pills and spend the money, but a nice, delicious raw honey can do just the right thing. This is Dr. Mitch. You know the numbers on Facebook. Andre wrote, and I think it's a great question. Thanks, Andre. Keto diet, will it bring down the A1C and maybe decrease type 2 diabetes? Well, for sure, ketogenic diets will increase insulin sensitivity. And if it does, then it will bring down the A1C. Here's the problem with it. Long-term ketogenic diets are not healthy. So if you're talking of ketogenic diet for a three-month or less period, go for it. Once it becomes greater than three months, it actually has less benefit and a lot more risk and damage. Ketogenic diet means that you're burning fats, which is not the normal way of the body's utilizing its energy source. It will utilize sugars first, the brain, the heart, all use sugar as their primary source. Plus the fact by eating a lot of meat sources, it's extremely acidic, and the body will go from a slight acidic inside the cell level of pH. It will shift to a very acidic level. And this is where autoimmunity can occur, cancer can occur, et cetera. So creating a wrong environment doesn't make sense. Short term, great. Yes, it could reduce the A1C over the course of the 90 days of using the diet, and it does increase insulin resistance. Actually, if you're looking for a diet that may even be a little next step up, this intermittent fasting makes more sense, Andre, because with that, you are getting improvement in insulin resistance. You are getting a caloric restriction activity without taking things like resveratrol or oxaloacetate, other things that will enhance that. And it will definitely help the sugar long term, whether you're type 1, type 2, or even a pre-diabetic as a borderline diabetic. Great question, by the way, Andre. Thank you so much for not only listening, but for participating. We very much appreciate that. Any points you want to add to that, or are we good on that, Irina, that to help Andre out on this paleo?
I think ketogenic diet, I like it because it gives you fast results, and people want to see that the weight is coming off and that their sugar readings are better, you know. So for 2 or 3 months, a jump start, I like it. And then just try to figure out whatever you can do that will be good for you long term, because ketogenic diet, people do not stay on it. It's very restrictive. So start with it and then see what you can add and make your diet healthy overall.
I think that's great advice. Thank you, sweetheart. This is Dr. Mitch. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show. Irina, my sidekick, wife, and a nurse practitioner par excellence, who has 5 years plus of actually teaching doctors on how to do this integrative medicine. So you have a world, probably 48 years worth of experience on the radio right now, there to help you. So if you feel like you have like to answer, ask a question, there is no judgment. Just go ahead and text us from Facebook Live or Periscope, Twitch, Roku, or Tiki Live. For those of you listening on CRN1 or KMET 1490 AM, go ahead and just deliver us a phone call. We'll talk on the air at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. We'll be back right after these sponsors' messages. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. and the cannolis and the zeppolis are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Hello, CRN listeners. I'm Michael Horn. And you know, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials. You can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, normally $89.99, but with the promo code WINNER, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 50% off, including the body pillow for only $29.99. Enter promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for these great specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Hi, yes, Dr. Mitch here, Irina. We're talking with you on how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. Welcome, everyone, at KMET, 1490 AM. Wherever you are, wherever you're driving or listening, please give us a call. Ask any question you comment or if you like on health. We're here to talk to you about it at 855-DR-MITCH. Or 855-376-4824. And those of you watching on either Facebook or Periscope or Roku or Tiki, you know, all you need to do is sort of text and Mike will pick that up and send it right down to me with no difficulty. Someone listening to the show texted basically, hey, if I was a diabetic, type 1 diabetic, and I get into trouble and I start to have a low blood sugar, can I use honey? Am I better off? The answer is yes. If you're going to use a raw honey, that is the best way because it doesn't spike your sugar like over the top and then a crash coming eventually. This is a smooth uptake of sugar in your system. What I suggested was just take a little bit of the raw honey, put it in the mouth, mix it with a little bit of saliva, just allow the honey and the saliva mixed together stay in your mouth for 20, 30 seconds and then swallow it. It'll absorb through the mucosa where all the blood supply is. and will resupply the blood system. And I think that's going to really do a great job. But thank you for writing in during that time. Again, if you have a comment or a note or a question, easy to do. Just call me at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Now, Irina, you wanted to talk about sleep, something about sleep or devices. So let me have it. What do you want to do?
Well, because sleep is a huge problem, you know, for a lot of people because of anxiety and stress and other health issues, snoring, sleep apnea. So we have all these devices that supposedly are helping us to track our sleep. But now I used it and I was kind of anxious every night when I was putting it on because I wanted to have nice, good sleep.
Are you talking about the thing like you wear on your wrist like that?
Sleep tracker.
Oh, okay.
Like a Fitbit or, you know, there are several.
I remember that. That was the one where you wore and you showed me, look how bad this delta wave is.
Yeah,
and all
well, yours was good.
Mine was perfect.
Terrible.
Right.
But I remember I was kind of feeling anxious because I didn't know if it was sitting good on my wrist. Maybe when I was moving in bed that it would disconnect and
so
I
you're
wasn't
saying
sure
that,
if it really gave so me the good results.
Are you saying that people have Fitbit anxiety or something?
Yes.
Really?
It's an anxiety because you want to good night's sleep. So you have this little device and then you kind of worry about what it's going to be. So it might not
I mean, what
be.
The data is going to say, right? Mm-hmm. So here you go. You go buy someone a gift. See, Mike, learn from this. You better learn from it because here it is. You could get a gift for someone. And here's a nice gift for to sleep well. And then the next thing you know is then you go to bed feeling that, you know, you're that tracker is, you know, going to, you know, do everything for you and you're nervous and you lose sleep over it. That makes no sense. But
I know, but I can. And also
everything makes people anxious in this day and age.
It's not super
accurate
either.
Oh,
they
no.
say,
oh,
right?
Oh.
Because you are supposed to be able to see the stages of sleep, but it doesn't really work that great, according to this new article.
Oh, so the gauge that you had that showed me all the different things, it's not really accurate.
I said that it's not super accurate.
Oh, so after all that, all these sleep things are making people more anxious and also they don't get a good night's sleep anyway. Hey, Mike, do you use one of those? Let me ask my producer, you use a sleep thing or you just sleep 1, 2, 3?
So I'm sleep just 1, 2, 3, no problems whatsoever.
See, that's like me.
He has to get up at 4 a.m.
He has to be up early. He had to be up early a few months back to do our show. He had to get up at like not go to sleep at all, just be there at the thing. Well, that's pretty. See, that's us. That's me. 1, 2, 3, I'm out, like Mike is. And you know, you had the tracker on. You have a more difficult time. So basically they're saying don't use the what is the new advice?
Don't go crazy. You know, if it's really like, let's say you might wake up and you are exhausted and your Fitbit's telling you that you had great night's sleep. I mean, you need to listen to your body still.
So basically, if you have, you do, not whatever. Basically, just try to learn how to sleep
better.
But they
also said, like, if you would sit in the bed or lay in bed and read your book for an hour, the tracker is thinking you are sleeping because it goes to the amount of movement that you do.
Oh, so they don't know. All right. Well, there we go. Another debunked thing. Well, it's good because now I save, you know, Christmas and Hanukkah presents of hundreds of dollars, which actually is really good. Sorry, Mike, I'm not buying you one because you sleep good. Came at 1490 a.m. Facebook Live, CRN1, Periscope, Twitch, Roku, Tiki Live. We're with you right now. Dr. Mitch Show, look good, feel good, and have great sex. 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Those numbers, if you call, we'll put you on live and we can talk. By the way, we do say look good, feel good, and of course have great sex. We should talk about a little bit of that. And I think we should reaffirm the fact that the vagina is part of the female body that really is like a self-cleaning oven. I think people need to know that you don't need to use any artificial things in the vagina to make sure that the vagina stays clean. It literally cleans itself and moves things from back forward and out. So there's a natural microbiome that's very similar to the gut. It's different. It's not the same, but it's similar to the gut. That means there's a certain group of bacteria that reside in the vagina, that belong in the vagina and keep it healthy. We also should be aware that the normal vaginal pH is 3.5 to 4.5. For people that don't know or remember high school science, pH is the way we measure hydrogen ions. And of course, hydrogen ions is the way we measure whether something's an acid or it's a base. So a pH of 1 would be the strongest acid, like hydrochloric acid. Vinegar runs around a 5. And then, of course, if you take it to 14, water is 7. 14 would be like lye. It's extremely basic. So if you get the idea that the female vagina pH is somewhere between 3.5 and 4.5, then you realize that it works the best when it's in an acid form. If you have a high pH, in other words, if it starts to go up from like that to 5 to 6, it could be a sign that you have like a parasite, like Trichomonas vaginitis. Trichomonas is a little parasite. And in men, we don't even know when we have it because it lies dormant in the prostate. What's the problem with that? If Trichomonas lies dormant in the prostate, I'll let you know when we get back because we're going to go to a break. But it's all about you. If you have a question, you'd like to text us, go ahead and do that with Mike now. You know who you are. It's easy. Just let your fingers tight, then we'll answer that question. Otherwise, don't feel ashamed 30. Or scared. Call me at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. KMET, 1490 AM. Hey, you're out there. Go ahead. Pick up that phone. 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Right after these messages, we'll be back to find out 10. Why Trichomonas may be a problem. Mike, get us back as soon as you can.
The widely popular book Where'd You Go, Bernadette is in theaters. What does actress Cate Blanchett say is one of her favorite relationships in the film?
There's a
Dr. Mitch, we got a good question from Twitch.
That she has with her neighbor from her perspective.
From user Bobo 404.
And often the person that you have the most.
The question is: internet pornography is on demand and everywhere now. Do you think that younger generations who grew up with internet porn will have sexual dysfunction later in life?
For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Picture yourself and your loved one saying, I do, with a stunning sunset behind you and the sound of the waves gently lapping the shore. We can make that dream wedding come true. Ka'anapali Beach Hotel offers oceanfront and ocean view venues for a perfect backdrop to all your wedding memories. Choose from our wedding and vow renewal packages, or let us customize a ceremony just for you. Call 661-0011 or visit ka'anapaliweddings.com and let us help you create that once-in-a-lifetime occasion.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Yes, welcome back. We're coming into the sort of the final stretch, maybe a little bit before, but we have about 15 minutes left of the Dr. Mitch Show this Sunday, where you can ask questions of about anything when it comes to health. We're here to talk about it and perhaps knock it around a little bit, which I will in a minute. Just to finish up what I was saying prior to the break, that the vaginal mucosa and secretions run a acidic 3.5 to 4.5 pH. So anything that women will do to change that actually changes their normal functioning and can lend itself to bacteria overgrowth or some other problem. Once it starts to get a little higher, it may suggest that they have a parasite like trichomoniasis. Now, trichomoniasis in a woman often will cause a discharge, sometimes an odorous discharge, sometimes a problem. In men, we normally harbor in the prostate asymptomatically. So it is a venereally spread disease. It's an STD. The problem now is a new study came out not that long ago. I can't recall exactly where it was, but it was not that long ago that said men who carry trichomoniasis in the prostate may be much more prone to prostate cancer than those who don't. It would make sense because prostate cancer is an ongoing inflammation of the prostate that is not felt. You don't know it's there. And part of the reason may be that issue. Okay. So with that, a great question came in off of Twitch from Bobo404 and basically said, what's happening, Dr. Mitch, with this internet pornography? Well, the younger generations now, because it's basically everywhere, is it going to change their sex life or their lives and their sexual function as they get older? And because they're watching and so much. Well, I have to tell you something. First of all, I think all this heavy social media is going to change definitely the way the younger generations interact with each other. But there is another issue when it comes to pornography. In my opinion, all this pornography is going to lend itself to unrealistic expectations by the people that are watching it. Men or young boys thinking that the girls that they're going to meet or the women they will marry are going to perform like some porn star is unrealistic. It's ridiculous. And also would be non-substantiating when it came to a great relationship. Sorry to say that if you really believe that you can be like a porn star and do all those athletic, sexual athletics, and it's constant, someone's, again, in a fantasy, no more in my mind than thinking when you watch a mystery movie or a superhero movie that you can jump from building to building or use a web to hang and climb and swing from building to building. There may be times where those pornographic examinations or things that they're watching may lend itself to perhaps some innovative sex, to believe that that will be the norm for this individual, to believe that that will be the way relationships will be, is sheer nonsense. Kids can't even talk to each other anymore. All they can do is text. So let's put it where it needs to be. And that, in my opinion, as you ask, is that sex is the icing on the cake when it comes to relationship. It's not the cake. If it's the cake, everyone's going to be very disappointed. But if there's a great relationship built on trust, on companionship, on communication, then sex is beautiful. It could be wonderful for both parties. And of course, it could be long lasting. And when you look at studies of love, and I can certainly quote them and tell you because I lecture on them, you clearly can look at the respondents when they give out these different questionnaires that the highest and longest lived relationships are ones where there are safe sex, there are security, there is love, and most important, there is a lot of sex. I don't mean pornographic. I mean something that's mutually agreeable amongst the parties. What do you think?
I think you really summed it up. I was going to say that the social interactions are terrible. I mean, we have two teenage boys and they never pick up their phones to talk to anybody. They text. I just don't know how they even going to get into relationships that, I don't know.
Everything's a text. Once in a while, we do see the older one talking
on like a FaceTime
or something like that. But their capabilities, or they have so much fear of meeting someone just to say hello, just to be a friend. They have a real issue of trying to do that. So I find, you know, that is a problem. And you add that on to just watching porn. I just think that, you know, porn is not going to be, it's not a realistic sexual interaction long-term to have for a relationship, especially if you're a young person, right, just starting your sexual life.
Maybe that's where young people look for like inspiration or how to do it, like what sex is about. But that's really not
a good place to look because, you know, although it may sound good, maybe, or look good, you're talking about people they're doing as an act, as, you know, they're acting and they're doing what they do. And at the same time, of course, you know, they may enjoy themselves to some degree. I don't know. I've never met it. Well, I shouldn't say that. I've had patients that were porn stars, but they weren't overly happily people, by the way. And it, to them, it was just that's what was their living.
Yeah, I cannot.
I mean, you know, the couple I've had that were porn stars they were making a living. Nothing more, nothing less. So we'll return to wrap up the show just in a minute. But if you have a question, we'd love to wrap it up with your question. So came at 1490. Haven't heard from you in weeks. If you're out there and you're listening, just give us a call. Mike would love to hear from your voice too, at 855-DR-MITCH or at 855-376-4824. 855-DR-MITCH. Whether it's diabetes, cancer, heart disease, sex, we're here to answer your questions. And again, Facebook Live, Periscope, Twitch, thank you today, Roku, and of course, TV Live. You've got the ability to pretty much ask opinion or question. We're here for you. If you want to add to anything, do it. I'm Dr. Mitch. But of course, we'll be right back to wrap our show up for today. Look good, feel good. Have great days.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Welcome back to the last segment of Captain Mitchell, Irina.
Oh, with Irina. I like the way you say that. With Irina. With Irina. Do you find people are leaning more towards the integrative approach, natural medicine, than ever before?
I think so, because I think everybody is trying to look for things that are not toxic these days, because we have so much that we put in our body and breathing and drinking and eating that's hurting us.
What's even more disappointing, which we haven't really got into a lot, we did a couple times, is that pretty much most medications have some significant side effects. I mean, at some point they may be very necessary, but on the other hand, long-term use of these is, not good for you and can cause some real problems. So I recently saw a article that on something that might help you in the morning for, not feeling good, muscle cramps, being tired, just not doing well, and to help you reduce your blood pressure too, that a combination of a few things might be able to reduce your blood pressure, get you going in the morning, And I'll give you that little drink recipe right now if you have a pencil and paper. I think it might, it's kind of interesting. And then I'll let you comment on it, sweetheart. So you'll need, wash the green. You'll need four heads of garlic. So when they say head of garlic, it's like, it's not like, it's not a whole bulb, is it? Four big bulbs of garlic, is it? Yeah, it is, right?
I think so, because normally you call it a slice, if you mean
a slice or a little piece of it.
This is the big thing.
All right, so four heads of garlic, which is a lot. You'll need a good ginger root, and try to get everything organic. Four lemons, four organic lemons, and you're going to need 2 liters of water. So if you wash these and cut and peel the lemons, ginger, and garlic, and then you mix them in a blender until they're smooth. Okay, so cut and peel the lemons. Obviously, the lemons without the skin. Put the ginger, garlic, mix it in a blender, and it's smooth. Once that's done, you can add water and put them all on heat and let them boil for a few minutes. So you're going to need 2 liters. So now blenders don't hold 2 liters of water. I've never seen a blender holds 2 liters of water. So just put some in. Once you get it blend smooth and put it into a big pot, make sure you have enough of 2 liters. And now you've got a nice little combination for to drink. So
twice a day, right?
Yeah. So you're going to drink it once or twice a day. Now, if it upsets your stomach and burns your stomach, obviously you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't have lemon or something that might burn you. Although lemon becomes alkaline. If your woman's pregnant, then ginger should be removed because the ginger has an anticoagulant effect. It has a little bit of an anticoagulant. And if you have a disease called porphyria, then garlic would not be good because it makes people photosensitive. So we don't want that as well. So that's really the answer to put this all together and drink a glass of it in the morning. What do you think?
I don't know. I love all these ingredients separately, but garlic with ginger and lemon and drink that before you go to bed.
No, but morning in the morning.
But it's just twice a day right here.
Well, yeah, but twice a day. What do you think? Can you get it down? I bet you lose weight. You lose weight because you probably throw it up and you have diarrhea or something like that. But garlic, no question, has been pitted against beta blockers and does just as well, if not as good, when it comes to high blood pressure. So it's not so crazy. I think it's a combination of a nice combination. I'm going to ask Mike, my producer, to try this mixture before next visit.
Know.
And then let us know. Okay,
what about
Mike,
the bad breath, though?
I know, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Hey, like all day long, you're this garlic smell.
Well, you're behind a board and a mic, so we don't have to worry about your breath. Give it a shot. Until next time, we'll talk more about how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. And we'll be back with you next week, same time, same station. We love having you. And thank you for all those who participated and asked the question. It really makes the show what it really is. Dr. Mishra with Irina. All right. KMed, not 1490. Thank you. I want to hear from you more often. But until next week, please stay healthy, enjoy your life, and smile. Till then, God bless. Mom, I love you. And I love you too, sweetheart. Talk to you soon. Dr. Mishra. Have a great day.
Which was most appropriate because that was your theme.
Are you tired of hearing your favorite talk?